Hello all. Welcome to the third episode of the Rebound Studio, a podcast series featuring a mix of industry leaders and focusing on business and technology and everything in between. My name is Sanjeev Kumar. I head the industry advisory team for aviation at Tata Consultancy Services Americas. Today I have with me Eric Leppelt, a seasoned airline industry advisor who works with his clients on their digital transformation journey and the go-to-market strategies. He also supports many new ventures. In his previous roles at IATA, Eric was responsible for developing several new standards that are core to the ongoing and future transformation of the industry. The topic for our webinar today is what your airline's transition to digital retailing may look like. Welcome to the Rebound Studio, Eric. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Sanjeev.
Great. So, Eric, airlines have been in the business of selling seats to customers for decades. To start with, fares and pricing were the main levers to influence the demand. Global distribution systems helped the airlines to extend the reach to customers via the travel agencies and the travel management companies. When the low-cost carriers came to market, they started unbundling the products and services around it, thereby creating new revenue sources. And the network carriers followed suit. And then the pandemic hit. Digital adoption accelerated manyfold. And the customers now expect the same experience from airlines as an Amazon or a Netflix or a Best Buy. So what do you think airlines need to do to live up to those customer expectations? Do you think it is even achievable?
Yeah, thanks, Sanjeev. And yeah, let's take a step back when we think about customer expectations. It started 40 years ago with a supply-driven model. Airlines were trying to fill the seats of aircraft they had purchased many years in advance. And then indeed the LCCs came on board and then reinvented the entire business model, and not only on the aircraft side and the point-to-point network, but also in the unbundling of the product. And they managed to tap into a new demand with those low fares. Now, fast forward to the pandemic we just went through the last couple of years. The pandemic accelerated a few things. The use of digital accelerated remote work. People can work from anywhere, but also the new expectations of sustainable travel. And those are the new customer expectations. So what airlines need to do today is first, of course, focus on demand and stimulate that demand, and not only focus on the supply. Second, they need to reinvent again distribution to accommodate the product unbundling through all their channels. And finally, they need to think digital and customer first.
I agree, Eric. Putting customer needs at the center of what you do is a fail-proof approach for any business to be successful. If you look at it historically, early airlines were the earliest adapters of technology, with the development of the computerized reservation systems in the 60s. The advent of internet in the 2000s propelled them to offer buying and shopping, booking management, check-in, etc., as a self-service to customer by harnessing the power of that back-end technology. However, to me, this is akin to old wine in new bottle, because the underlying technologies did not change at all. So, Eric, what do you airlines need to do to break free from this world of legacy and broaden their distribution reach and ease the ability to integrate with their other partners?
So, yeah, what airlines need to do first is to realize how amazing it was to invent those CRS, and it was a breakthrough even before the internet was invented. At the same time, it completely fossilized all those processes into a model that is really suboptimal for today's digital world. And so airlines need to realize that that model that worked was fantastic for decades is now broken, right? And they need to break free from those legacy, that legacy stack, you know, the PNRs, the tickets, EMDs, and move to modern technologies and processes that was inspired by digital retailers that were born with internet and the web. And we call that, you know, offers, orders, APIs. And the benefits are quite, you know, big. And there's a McKinsey study that looked into those benefits. But there's, you know, ancillary sales, interlining, intermodal, you know, partnership with new model airlines, all type of settlements. So there are lots of benefits if you consider, you know, what this digital retailing can bring.
So you're right, Eric. McKinsey has projected, in fact, that airline retailing could be worth up to $40 billion in 2030. It has the potential to create value of up to $7 per passenger, which is, you know, pretty significant. Now, standards like one order will help eliminate the multiple system records that we have today, like the PNRs, the electronic tickets, or the electronic miscellaneous documents. This will go a long way in simplifying the internal processes, as well as to improve that customer experience that we talk about. However, this is a mammoth change for the industry, as it is core to the current order management construct. And this data is being exchanged with multiple partners, as well as many, many internal systems. So how do you think the industry and the airlines taking the plunge should go about planning this and handle the transition? What is the most optimal path for them?
Yeah, first, you know, we and the airlines need to acknowledge it's a major transformation, and probably much bigger than the transition airline went through when they implemented electronic tickets about 15 years ago. And this point was identified, you know, when we designed the one order standard, because PNR are everywhere in airline systems. Once we acknowledge that, then airlines can start their transition, and each airline will go at its own pace, of course, but industry wide, there's a transition that has already started. All right. The leading players already have made significant progresses, and you've got new players, new entrants, who've already implemented full, you know, one order compliance solutions. So the first players have started, and I believe other airlines and IT players will follow soon.
Okay, that makes sense, total sense to me, Eric. But however, as you know, airlines manage a complex operation involving high costs and thereby lower margins for them. They always grapple with some challenge, some challenge or the other, from the high fuel prices to the staff shortages, or to the political or economic uncertainty in some part of their network. Therefore, Eric, what is the best approach for the airlines to transition to retailing in such an uncertain environment? Are there solutions or accelerators out there that they can take advantage of? And how do you think the industry really should come together to accomplish this massive transformation?
Yeah, I think airlines, you know, have come together in defining that new standard of one order and defining that roadmap for the industry. Now, if I look at, you know, airline level, what a transition could look like. The first step to me is the business case and the planning that goes with that. And that's based on comparing options that are available from the incumbents and also from the new players. And that I would say, once the management has endorsed the new business case, then really the project can start. The second step to me is typically the stakeholder management and the decision making, to make sure that then the whole company, but also all the partners who work with the airline, are fully on board. And you need this complete buy-in. And that's where, you know, it helps where the industry works together, because we said all the benefits comes also with the, all the partnerships, etc., that come with one order. And the third step, once you know all that is built, is really starting the project, building the core team for your project, and all the change management, where you need a mix of skills, from digital skills to business expertise, to you know people who understand the current and the new processes. So that's how I see airlines you know starting that journey. And as we said before, we need to know that you know this move to digital retailing, it's a long-term project, and probably there are many ways to accelerate that project. And the ways to accelerate, to me, is first to work with you know agile players who've got the same interests as some airlines to accelerate the transition.
So those are great inputs and advice on a collaborative and incremental approach to solving this particular problem. In my previous life, Eric, I've been responsible for establishing the e-commerce platform for one of the largest global airlines of the world. I worked on creating that frictionless journey for the customers and building products and services that are meaningful to them. However, it was daunting as well as limiting to deal with all the legacy technologies at the back end. What do you see as a risk if an airline does not embark on that retailing journey now? What business opportunities will they lose out on?
Well, Sanjeev, that's you know, a very good question, because I would say you know, most airlines would ask the question, you know, what are the risks when I embark in that journey? Whereas I would say the right question also to ask in this case is, what are the risks that I'm taking if I'm not doing anything? And the risk of doing nothing in this case to me is bigger than the risk of failing the journey, right? So I don't want to minimize the journey itself, but really if I look now at the risk, you know, in the journey itself, I would say the biggest risk is that if you work with partners who don't have the same interests that you have in having, you know, a fast transition, there will be delays, there will be missed opportunities, and airlines will manage eventually the transition, but it will take, you know, so long and with so many missed opportunities that in the end, the business case is not fully delivered, typically because you keep a lot of the legacy processes during the transition. So that's, to me, is the main risk. And at the same time, the risk of doing nothing, meaning waiting for everybody else to do it, is, to me, even bigger. So the way I see the mitigation for those risks is to start and saying, I'm going to test and learn the new solutions, and I go step by step, and I increase you know, my knowledge and my expertise, and I bring in more resources during the project. So that's a new kind of approach, because if it's a you know, 7-year journey, you cannot plan in advance that 7-year journey. You need to be more agile and test and learn.
So I agree, Eric. The key message really here is to make sure the technology gap does not continue to become even bigger so that the problem becomes insurmountable one day, right? So I really encourage all the industry stakeholders to come together today to solve this particular problem. As Walt Disney said, the way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. So Eric, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and insights with us today.
Thank you, Sanjeev.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Do look out for our next episode of the Rebound Studio. We will be back with another topic of high relevance with another speaker from TCS's Customer Partnership Network. Until then, stay safe and stay curious. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.